Hey, howdy. We're having a contest and we're giving silver bars away. And we've had a lot of people write in with some books. Some of them are absolutely fantastic. Some are long, some are mid-length. They're great, but there is one that didn't really follow the rules, but it's cute. I gotta read it to you. It goes like this. Roses are red, violets are blue, commies are pinkos. That's it. At the end of this show, the rules and details about the contest are there in a short video, so have a look. Names. A lot of towns in the US of A, other countries as well, have odd names, and there's a whole big long list of weird names in America, but I've only picked out a couple or three of them to share with you. There's one in Mississippi called Hot Coffee. Where are y'all from? I'm from Hot Coffee. No, I don't care what you want to have to drink. Where are you from, right? It could be a joke, Laura and Hardy thing. Who's on first? In any event, the name came from, of course, Hot Coffee. It was an inn back in the 1800s, pioneer days, and they made coffee. In Kentucky, there's a place called Monkey's Eyebrow, and there's a town close to it, which is called Paddock. I'm not pronouncing that right, probably, but it's close enough. And they tell people that their town is halfway between Monkey's Eyebrow and Possum Trot. Nice. Pennsylvania, there's a town called Intercourse. And that's in the heart of Amish country, close to Philadelphia. I think it's an hour and a half away from Philadelphia. And Intercourse, of course, is an old meaning out of the English language that signifies friendship. Yeah, that's kind of right. It's definitely friendship. Where are you all from? Intercourse. No. Don't hit on me. I want to know where you're from. Hey, in California. Still talking about crazy stuff. California, they now have a bill that they're hoping to pass that will make illegal immigrants eligible for homeowner loans. So we're going to lend you money. You're here illegally. So your resume is not great because you're a criminal, but we're going to lend you money anyway. We're going to give you 20% down, and you don't have to pay us back until you sell the house and you pay us back or remortgage or some such from the profit that you will make. Yeah? What if the prices go down? A lot of people are leaving California because of these commies that are running the state. What a crazy thing. You don't have to make payments. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And that'll be your equity, the 20% down, and we'll give you an 80% loan. Duh. These people, illegal aliens, you know what? It's the legal term to describe individuals who do not immigrate through legal and official channels. The United States of America, the new and politely term crafted by the Pinko government, Pinko White House, is newcomers. So don't call them illegal aliens anymore. How dare you do that? That's not politically correct. Call them newcomers, because that's what they are. I guess a newcomer, if somebody robs a bank, he's there. Is he a bankcomer or a newcomer to the bank? Bah, 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 bah. I think you kind of know what I mean, the newcomer thing. I mean, billions have been wasted on illegals, which Americans universally and overwhelmingly oppose. And the pink will soften it with wordage like this. Newcomers? Really? A hooker is an escort? I guess. She's a sporting girl. I got to tell you, she's still screwing people for money. And that's what the Pinko government is doing in the White House. Swinging over to Canada, the prime mistake there. He has tripled the size of government. That's three times the number of employees. And he brings immigrants in as well. Three times? What do these people do? Not a lot. They certainly don't do anything to kind of help them. I mean, this Trudeau, the prime mistake of Canada, there's a case of mistaking identity there because he thinks he's God. Well, and he ain't God. I got to tell you. This guy, he's ruining the country. Now, you got the Biden administration and Harris, the VP. She's the one talking more about this than Biden. We have to boost voter turnout. We need to promote voter participation. She's talking about November, of course, under the Federal Work Study Program. That's a mouthful. We will now allow students to get paid through Federal Work Study to register people to vote. What she's really saying is if you're a left-wing wacko, we're going to pay you to go out and find more wackos and make sure that they come and vote so we can stay in power forever because we need you to kind of merge with all the people that come across the border every day, the tens and tens of millions of people. Are you getting all this? These people actually continue to walk among us. It's not nice, but hey, it's happening. What can we do to prevent it? Make sure you tell people to vote in November. Vote for policies. Don't vote for people. Vote for policy. If you don't like somebody, so what? As long as you like the policies, we want to have better countries everywhere, everywhere in the world. But the one that's coming up next, of course, that's front and center to everybody is America. In November, hey, y'all come back. See ya. We have a contest at writeedition.com. Write a poem. We want people to write a poem about free enterprise, capitalism, the free marketplace. Put my name in there as well, Brian Lovick, just to kind of wrap it all together, don't you know, and have some fun with it. I'm not a poet, you might say. Let me read this to you. The work of a poet is essentially one of communication to express ideas in a poem. A poem can be an add-on to provide more exposure to a topic. Freedom needs to be said in as many ways as possible. Join the fun. Craft a message. We got great prizes for you as well. The first prize is 100 ounces of silver, raw silver bar. It's kind of cool. I use one in my car when I'm driving. I lift weights as I'm driving. And one time, actually, I was pulled over and the police said, "What on earth are you doing?" And I said, "I'm exercising and I'm driving." "I think that's distracted driving." I said, "I don't think so. People drive and they, you know, talk to other people and they drink coffee." He got amused finally and let me go, and that was kind of cool. That's what you'll win. Now, second prize, third prize, right up to 10 other prizes are 1 ounces of silver. A lot of silver going on here. Just wait, gotta show you an ounce of silver. They're just kind of fun to have. So Caitlin is our judge, and she will read all your poems. Send them in to admin@writeedition.com. And if you win, that'll be kind of nice to have on your desk, don't you think? Mind you, there are projections that say this will be worth a heck of a lot more than what it is now, so you might not want to keep it on your desk. Sit down, get pen in hand, and write a poem and send it to us, admin@writeedition.com. Hey, see ya.